Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. School is getting out or is out in much of the country, and a lot of parents and their kids are probably thinking about summer vacations, maybe some camping trips to national parks or state parks or U.S. Forest Service campgrounds. And what are they going to do there? Well, obviously, besides just camping and hanging out, there's going to be some good food cooked up, maybe some excursions like fishing or hiking. Or wildlife watching. I actually had a similar trip planned. I was supposed to be at a beachfront campground on the Washington coast this coming week. However, plans changed. Instead, I found myself last week in northeast Montana, visiting Montana's Missouri River country, made a 1,600-mile round-trip journey to and from Glasgow and Fort Peck Reservoir. Now, Fort Peck Reservoir has been on my bucket list to fish forever. It is a huge impoundment of the Missouri River. And the coastline surrounding this reservoir actually equals the entire coastline of the state of California. That's how big this body of water is. I got to go fishing with one of Montana's top tournament walleye anglers, Jason Munden. Had a great time with him, albeit the fishing was pretty tough. A windstorm had blown through the day before. I got to drive through that. That was all sorts of fun. And a lot of the bait fish and the pike and the walleye and bass we were after just weren't cooperating. He found them. We just had a hard time getting them to bite. That's okay, though. I learned some new things. Got to check out his forward-facing sonar. That live scope, man, that is absolutely amazing. I see why that is such a game-changer for a lot of tournament anglers. In addition to fishing, I got to visit the Fort Peck Interpretive Center. And if you're into dinosaurs, this is definitely a place to go. They have uncovered two T-Rexes here. One of them is in the Smithsonian. The other one in Montana's Museum of the Rockies, located in Bozeman and operated by Montana State University. They've got all sorts of other fossils, too, both from the land and the sea. It's really worth a visit, and there's more to the Interpretive Center than just dinosaurs, too. As a matter of fact, the Interpretive Center is part of Montana's Dinosaur Trail, a number of museums that have dinosaur fossils on display and all sorts of interesting information about these giants that roamed the Earth during the late Cretaceous period 65 million years ago. If you want to find out more about visiting Montana's Missouri River country, just go to the website, MissouriRiverMT.com. That's MissouriRiverMT.com. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is Tim Schultz. He has written a fantastic book that I'm reading called A Castaway in Montana. It's a collection of essays that details his 24-day journey into Montana, fishing some of their famed rivers for trout and grayling. But it's a lot more than just a road trip slash fishing storybook. No, it's a story about coming to terms with things when you're middle-aged. It's thoughtful, it's well-written, and to be honest, it really speaks to me. Tim and I are of a similar age, and I can really relate to a lot of what he's writing about in this. Again, the book is A Castaway in Montana. Tim's going to tell you about that. He's also going to tell you about fly fishing in his home state of Michigan and some of the waters he likes to fish, which just happen to be some of the waters that Ernest Hemingway liked to fish as well. Our other guest today, well, that would be none other than Brooks Hansen with Camp Chef. Now, we mentioned that with Father's Day here and school getting out, there's going to be some folks heading out to campgrounds and going camping. And if you're looking to get your dad a nice gift, check out the Father's Day sale going on at CampChef.com. They got some great deals on grills and stoves that you're not going to want to miss out on. Brooks will tell you about some of the items that are on sale and why you'll want them, but we're going to spend most of our time talking about something else. You see, wildfire season is already starting in the West, and in no time at all, you're going to start seeing campfire restrictions. Usually what happens is open campfires are banned first, and then quite often in a severe fire season, campfires, even in established fire pits at state and federal campgrounds, will be banned too. So how do you get around this? Well, in many states, you can get around it with a propane fire pit. And Camp Chef has three different propane fire pits. I've got one of their older ones, but I think after talking to Brooks today, I might have to upgrade because they've got some really good-looking ones. They all come with lava rock, and they'll be perfect, whether you're using them on your next camping trip or maybe in the backyard. Before we talk to Brooks, though, let's talk to Tim. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Tim Schultz on the line. He has written a delightful book, A Castaway in Montana, about a middle-aged man who goes from Michigan and heads to Montana for the fly fishing trip of a lifetime. Tim, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You know, before we get into this really, like I said, delightful book full of reflective essays and stories about fly fishing in the Treasure State, I want to talk a little bit about you as a fly angler and where you fish and live in Michigan. So how did you get your start fly fishing?
Wow. So I moved to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in 1992. So I've been here quite a while. And at that time, I wasn't a fly angler. I had a rich history of fishing when I was young, but I hadn't done any fly angling. And the short story is my wife bid on fly casting lessons at a local art auction. And the rest, as they say, is history. I really picked it up in it. Probably within 2 years or so, I have only used fly rod.
Now, there's fly fishermen, and then there's dry fly fishermen, and from the book, I gather that you are the latter, at least when you can be.
Absolutely, yeah. If the fish are looking up, I tie on dry flies and pretty much play that game with them.
And I've noticed you've got a couple of favorites that kind of pop out in the book, too.
Yeah. Probably some of my favorite flies are flies that have a Michigan origin. So a couple that I mentioned in the book, Robert's Yellow Drake, and Borcher's Drake. Both of them. One is a light-colored fly, one is a dark-colored fly, and you can put those in sizes from like 18, 20, all the way people use them in 12s. And you can cover dark or light hatches.
Let's talk about some of the places you fish in Michigan. I've got to ask, being a big Hemingway fan of the Nick Adams stories, have you fished the Big Two-Hearted River, and is it worth fishing for trout?
I've fished the Big Two-Hearted just once. I went over to go after salmon. But I suspect you know that the Big Two-Hearted River is a very poetic name, but Hemingway's river from that book was the Fox River near Seney, and I have fished that for trout and fished it, not necessarily dry fly, mayfly, but I used, and you can guess why, I used hopper patterns
right
when I fished there.
I actually never knew that about that story, that it was actually a different river. Tell me more about the Fox River.
Oh, the Fox River, well, there's a couple of branches. One of them just flows right through the town, Upper Peninsula town of Seney, and that's where I believe everyone believes that Hemingway got off the train and started his march up the river, at least Nick Adams' march.
So today on the Fox River, is it rainbow trout or do you have brook trout or what others?
Brook trout. It's brook trout.
Well, I know Western biologists don't necessarily love the brook trout, but I've got a soft spot for them. The first big trout I ever caught was out of the Poudre River in Colorado with my grandmother along my side. It was a 13-inch brook trout, and I fell in love with them that moment.
Yeah, that'll do it for you.
So let's talk about some of the other streams you like to fish on the Upper Peninsula.
So I live on the northwestern end of the Upper Peninsula in what is called the Keweenaw Peninsula, so it's a peninsula within a peninsula. On this end, I do most of my fishing on this end into the middle. We've got a couple big river systems, the Escanaba system. That's the one that John Volcker wrote so much about under the pen name of Robert Traver. The Otanagan system, Menominee is a great warm water river. And then, you know, today it seems like everyone talks about blue lines. And if you want to go blue lining, the Upper Peninsula is the place to do it. I always tell people, if you're looking for a new place to fish, just drive over. You get to a little creek, and I don't care how big it is, put a thermometer in. If it's cold water, it'll have trout.
Nice. Very nice indeed. Now, you've got a website with all sorts of writing in it. It is timschultzwriter.com. Schultz spelled S-C-H-U-L-Z, timschultzwriter.com. And, of course, there's a link to A Castaway in Montana there where you can go ahead and buy the book. But you've also got a blog, many of those blogs, very humorous, and articles because you are a – are you a columnist or just a very frequent contributor to Hatch Magazine and the Fly Fish Journal?
Frequent contributor to Hatch, for sure.
I would say so. Looks like just about every month in the last couple of years, you've been writing for them. So if you want to check out some of this, just go to timschultzwriter.com. And if you want to hear more about A Castaway in Montana, stick around. We're going to have Tim stick around himself, and we're going to talk about this really good book. Tim, don't go away. We'll be right back with America Outdoors Radio.
Come to Montana's Missouri River Country for an awesome fishing adventure. Northeast Montana is home to Fort Peck Reservoir, a massive body of water known for great walleye, pike, bass, and Chinook salmon fishing. Nelson Reservoir has given up state records for northern pike and perch, and don't forget our rivers. The Yellowstone and Missouri are classic destinations. And if you're coming in June, you have to check out the Catfish Classic on the Milk River. Plan your fishing trip today at MissouriRiverMT.com and sign up to receive a free travel guide.
For over 20 years, the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation has been providing all-expense-paid hunting expeditions to youth suffering from life-threatening illnesses or disabilities all over North America. We've taken hundreds of kids for some epic adventures, but we need your help to pay for the expenses for these trips. You can help by donating to our nonprofit organization. Just go to huntofalifetime.org and click on the donation tab. Any donations help. The website again, huntofalifetime.org. Donate today.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
When you think of WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but WorkSharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Bob the Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. As promised, we've still got Tim Schultz here. He's the author of A Castaway in Montana. It's a story about a road trip to Montana by a middle-aged man who is finding himself and trying to find fish on the fly. Tim, I'm glad you stuck around.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about what motivated you to make this rather long trip. I mean, it wasn't just a turn-and-burn trip like I just did to Montana. You were there for a couple, well, several weeks, weren't you?
I was, yeah, 24 days, I think, from door to door. You know, I'd never been to Montana to fish. I'd been there many years ago, a short weekend in Bozeman, but I'd been planning a trip, and for whatever reasons, had never pulled it off. And a man who now has become a very good friend of mine, Bob DeMott, I met him through another friend, and he invited me to Montana. He goes every year, and Bob is an excellent angler. He fished with Jim Harrison, very good friend with Jim and Nick Lyon. So it was a really exciting opportunity. And he offered that I could stay in his cabin for a few days. But I just packed up my Suburban sleeping bag, rods, reels, all the things that you might need, and planned to just go where the day took me.
You know, I see a lot of myself in you reading this book. I don't have a Suburban. I got a pickup truck with a canopy and I throw a cot back there. Usually yeah. I've got a dog that accompanies me, not always. And yeah, I'm sleeping in the back of the truck in a sleeping bag and just going wherever I can to get on the river or get on the lake and do some fishing. And so your first stop was the Big Hole River, and that was also one of your last stops too. Tell me about that stream.
That is a beautiful, beautiful river. And one of the people that guided me on this trip from afar is Jerry Kustich, a rod builder, Sweetgrass Rods. And he knows that part of Montana as well as anyone. And the Big Hole was the river he said I needed to spend time on. And you know, if you look at it on a map, there's 30 miles of river with a highway running close enough to it that you could fish anywhere. And it's a different river as you move up and down it. And I only just got a sampling of that river, but I loved it. That's the kind of river I think you dream about when you dream about Montana.
Now, I know one fish you were hoping to catch on the Big Hole was grayling. And it's been on my bucket list to go to the Big Hole and catch a grayling, too. You hint that you hooked one in the book, but I'm not sure if you actually caught it.
Yeah, I did. And that was the last fish of the last day on the Big Hole. But there's also a story in the book. I don't know what to call it. I guess I gave up on wanted to get a grayling in the Big Hole, but I wanted to get a grayling, period. That's such an important fish for the state of Michigan. And someone in one of the fly shops set me up to this mountain lake, Lake Agnes, that, as advertised, was full of grayling, but it was much, much more of a hike than I ever imagined it was going to be.
Well, this is something else we share. It's a fear of heights and a fear of really bad roads and potentially falling down a cliff. And you faced that on the road to Agnes Lake, didn't you?
I did. That was a backing up along a scree slope is not something I would recommend.
No, it's not. And you know, it's funny. I suspect you're the same way. As a younger man, you probably didn't scare easy. And as we get older, I think we see our mortality a lot more, and we do scare a little bit easier. And you threat a lot in the book about bears and rattlesnakes and high places and falling on mossy rocks. And I guess it's just part of getting older, isn't it?
It is very much so.
So I haven't gotten through the whole book yet, but I must ask, did you ever run across those rattlesnakes you were so afraid of?
How do we put this? I did and I didn't. And I don't think I tell this part of it, so I'll give a little bonus to the listeners. I went, Kelly Gallup, who I spent quite a bit of time talking with, he invited me to go to his cabin on the Big Hole and I could fish there. And when I ran into him later and we talked about rattlesnakes, he said, did you notice the rattlesnake that's under my deck? And I walked up and down those stairs 3-4 times, and I had no idea there was a rattlesnake under the deck. And he said, oh, yeah, it was there.
Wow. Okay. So I've got to ask about another river you fish, the Mighty Missouri. You're fishing near Craig. I just drove past there last week. There was like a highway of drift boats with guides and fly anglers there. How was the fishing?
The fishing was great. Like so many rivers that you confront for the first time, the Missouri can be intimidating. It's
right.
A big river. You look at it, you have no idea what to do. But fortunate for me, the first place that I parked, I was up on a hill. I looked down. I saw trout rising. And you just let your instincts kick in and go. And the fish in that river are big. And when you hook them, they know how to get off.
Yeah, you wrote that very well. They definitely do know how to get off. And you hooked some really big fish during this trip. You hooked, what, a 2-foot brown trout on, on your, what was that, like your first or second day?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Before we go, got to ask, you know, what was probably your favorite stream? I mean, it sounds like the Big Hole might have been, but besides the Missouri, besides the Big Hole, what's another stream that really stood out for you that was a great destination?
Oh, the Madison is a excellent river. And those rivers, those three rivers, the Big Hole, the Madison, and the Missouri, they're so different, and at least from my perspective, very, very different. But and this isn't one that can be a destination for everyone, but I was blessed with the opportunity to visit Odell Creek, which is the creek where Nick Lyons wrote about in his wonderful book, Spring Creek. And that was an interesting experience for me because it turned out to be a bad day for fishing, which is why we call it fishing, as they say, with the cliche. But that was just knowing the history of that place was spectacular for me.
When you're fishing the Madison, I know most folks will fish that from drift boats, quite often with guides. I noticed you were doing most of your fishing from the bank or wading in the stream. Did you do the same on the Madison?
Yes. I would say, and I'm glad you brought that up. One day I was going to take a float on the Madison with a guide and my friend Bob DeMott, and we were going to fish in the morning on Hebgen Lake for what they call gulpers. And the fishing was so good, we didn't leave the lake. We planned to float the river in the afternoon. We fished all day there. That could be at the top. It's hard to pick a favorite place in Montana. They're all wonderful.
Last question. Are you going to go back?
I am. I'm going back. Went back once already, and going this summer to take my wife with me this time. She needs to see Montana and hope to do a little book tour type things while we're there also.
Well, folks, it really is a great book. It's full of humorous and reflective essays that, you know, all center about a road trip that's all about fly fishing in Montana. And the book is A Castaway in Montana. If you want to get a copy, just go to timschultzwriter.com. That's timschultzwriter.com. Go to the tab that says A Castaway in Montana and order your copy today. It's a great book. You're going to really enjoy it, and it'll probably inspire you to head to Montana yourself. Tim, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever action rifle. This beauty has a brass-like finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog too at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio.
Explore the Dalles, the hub where discovery and history come together. Whether the Northwest is your home or you're on an adventure, the Dalles welcomes you. Just 80 miles east of Portland is the perfect year-round escape with a community that cares about you. 300 days of sun, breathtaking outdoor recreation, and a downtown full of the unexpected. Oh, and the rich history that began before the Oregon Trail. Start planning at ExploreTheDalles.com.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at AlaskasBestLodge.com. That's AlaskasBestLodge.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
If you are 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Check in at the River Club with your River Club card and play your favorite slot machine to receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm glad you're back. As promised, we've got an award-winning interview for you. Now, this interview with Keith Crowley about a Mearns quail hunt in Arizona actually aired last year on this show, and I thought that Keith did such a great job with it that I entered it in the Northwest Outdoor Writers Association Excellence in Craft Contest. Now, this organization consists of, about 75 members of the outdoors media. There's people that work in audio like me, both radio and podcasting. There's others that do outdoors television. Others are photographers. Others are writers. And we all put our best work in once a year and see how we stack up against each other. I'm happy to report that in the audio category, I got both a first and second place Excellence in Craft Contest. And this interview with Keith is one of those winners. You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're catching up with Keith Crowley, very well-known outdoors writer and photographer, coming at us from Florida today where he's going to do some fishing, but he just finished up a quail hunt in Arizona. Keith, welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure to be on your show. I'm glad to be here, and I love talking about quail hunting in particular, but I'll talk about anything outdoor related if you want me to.
Well, let's stick to quail hunting today because I'm very intrigued about the species of quail you were hunting. Most quail seasons are closed across the United States, but the Marin's quail season in Arizona and New Mexico runs pretty late, both just closed. Tell us a little bit about this species of quail.
Yeah, Marin, some people call them Montezuma. I think if you went to the birding community, they call them Montezuma quail. They tend to live at higher elevations than the other desert quail, the Gamble's quail or the scaled quail that we have down in the desert southwest in New Mexico and in Arizona and parts of Nevada. The Marins or the Montezumas, they tend to live between 4,500 and 6,500 feet in elevation, and they like wooded draws. It's mostly live oak, sycamore, some junipers, and that type of cover, as opposed to open cactus and grassland and the same type of habitat that the desert quail prefer. So they're in a slightly different topography. It tends to be more vertical, more up and down, and it pays to be fit, and it pays to be nimble, which I'm sure we'll discuss in a little bit.
Well, it sounds a little bit like chukar hunting to me, which is a young man's sport.
It is. Chuckers, you know, I always equate chukar hunting as the sheep hunting of the upland world. That tends to be a little steeper, and I think chuckers, the habitat they prefer, tends to be a little more shaley and rocky, where merns really do need the trees. They have very large claws, and they dig for a root. I wish I could remember the name of the plant that they subsist on at this time of year. And so they spend their whole time under these live oaks and sycamores and other trees digging. And that's one of the ways you can actually tell if you're in Mern's habitat. You'll see all these little pockets that are dug up under the trees, and you know you're in the right area for Mern's quail.
You know, I'm used to hunting California valley quail and sagebrush in eastern Washington. You always find them in the sagebrush. It's going to sound like a silly question, but when we're talking about sycamores and oak, are you actually flushing them or finding them sometimes in the trees themselves?
I have not actually ever. They've always been on the ground because that's where they're feeding, but I have seen photos of them perched in trees. I've just never encountered that myself. So, you know, I would never say never with any kind of upland bird, but I haven't seen it myself. I'm sure, just like sometimes you'll see scaled quail perched up on big choya cactuses or whatever. I'm sure they get up there for vantage points sometimes, but I personally have never managed to put up a covey that wasn't on the ground.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your hunt. What drew me to this conversation was a Facebook post you had, and I guess the best way to describe at least the picture I saw on Facebook was that your hunt looked particularly painful.
Yeah, like I said, it pays to be nimble with Merns because you're doing a lot of up and down. And I took a pretty good spill that I'm still paying for now a couple weeks later. Turns out I ended up cracking a bone in my elbow.
Oh.
And so, yeah, and so the photo you saw was a little on the bloody side. I bled quite a bit without knowing it because I was wearing, this happened early in the morning and it was icy. One of the things where Merns live, even though you're almost to Mexico, you're way, way down south in southern Arizona, you're at higher elevations and you get a lot of frosts overnight. And boy, I was barely out of the truck going down into my first draw looking for a covey with a friend, and I hit an icy rock. I came down hard, happened to have my shotgun in that hand. I saved the gun, but I took a real blow on my elbow, and it tore me open, which I didn't know until I could feel the blood trickling into my clothing. So that kind of put a damper on the morning, but amazingly, it wasn't that painful until about 2 days later. So I hunted for the rest of that day, and we found a few coveys, and we did pretty well, actually.
I hope you continue to heal up, and that happens sooner than later. Let's talk a little bit about the dog you hunt over.
Yeah, I have a new setter pup, an English setter. Her name is Ruby. She is not quite 2 years old, so she's still learning the game. She's had a lot of birds shot over already, though, between Montana and where I live ordinarily in northern Wisconsin. We have rough grouse and woodcock, and she does just fine on them. When you get her down into the desert, there's a learning curve, because especially with the gambles and the scaled quail, they are runners. They run like little rooster pheasants. And so it can be really tough for a dog to pin a covey. She does fine on singles, but she needs a lot of work. And that's one of the reasons we targeted Mearns quite a bit this past January, is because they hold, unlike the desert quail, unlike the blues, which scaled quail sometimes are called blues, and the gambles quail, Mearns hold very tight. They hold almost as well as woodcock do.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you really almost have to get right into the middle of the covey for them to go. So they're very good for a young dog, and she handles Mearns a lot better than she does the runners. So that was part of the reason to bring her down, is to get her on a bunch of Mearns quail this year. It was a good year for Mearns, too. They're very dependent on monsoon rains that happen down in that part of the country in the summer. So they get their heavy rains in July and August, and the Mearns quail, they nest very late, and they require those late rains to produce the grasses, the seeds, and probably most importantly, the insects that the young quail need to survive. And they got that last year. They had very good monsoons down there, and so the Mearns numbers were very good.
Very good to hear this. Sounds like a great bird to hunt, especially in the late season. I guess my last question is this. Were most of these hunts taking place on public lands, and what resources would you direct folks to if they wanted to plan a hunt in the winter for Mearns quail?
Well, it's all public land as far as what I did. There are ranches that cater to guides and lodging, but 90% of the territory down there is either National Forest, BLM, or State Trust land. So everything I hunted, and I was down for the whole month of January, the entire area, I never left public lands. So Mearns are very limited geographically. While they're really prevalent in Mexico, they only exist right kind of in the southeastern corner of Arizona, the southwesternmost corner of New Mexico. So there's very limited opportunities in terms of range, but within that range, you're going to find Mearns any place that you find the right habitat. And again, that's the live oaks and the wooded draws, and, you know, a hunt around 5,000 to 6,000 feet, that's the elevation they tend to prefer. And the BLM and the Forest Service biologists, they'll give you directions on where to go. The numbers vary from mountain range to mountain range. I don't know if you, have you been down in that country before?
I have not, though. This conversation is making me want to go there next winter.
Well, they call it the Sky Islands, and that's because there's all these independent little mountain ranges. There's mountain ranges all over down there, the Mule Mountains, the Chiricahuas, the Whetstones. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of little mountain ranges, and they're all separated by big high chaparral grass and desert, high desert country. And the Mearns are in all those little pockets of mountains, all those Sky Islands. So basically anywhere south of Tucson, south and east of Tucson, is where all of the Mearns habitat is in Arizona.
Well, we're going to have to leave it at that. But folks, if you're looking for a bucket list quail to hunt, the Mearns quail certainly sounds like a great opportunity. You can do so after a lot of the seasons close, and do so in some beautiful desert country to boot. Keith, thanks for sharing your hunt with our listeners today on America Outdoors Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
For over 20 years, the Hunt of a Lifetime Foundation has been providing all expense-paid hunting expeditions to youth suffering from life-threatening illnesses or disabilities all over North America. We've taken hundreds of kids for some epic adventures, but we need your help to pay for the expenses for these trips. You can help by donating to our nonprofit organization. Just go to huntofalifetime.org and click on the donation tab. Any donations help. The website again, huntofalifetime.org. Donate today.
Let me introduce you to the Camp Chef High Pressure Outdoor Cooker Line. We built this line of cookers with those summer seafood boils in mind. Whether you're looking to boil for a large group or just for the family, there's a high pressure outdoor cooker built for everyone to enjoy. They come in four different sizes, from 30 quarts all the way to 100 quarts. Put that in perspective, that's 15 pounds of crawfish in the 30 quart and 50 pounds of crawfish in the 100 quart. So no matter how large your party is, you'll have the right tool for the job. These all-in-one kits include a high output burner, a boiling pot, and a basket with a twist drain strainer for ease of use. Each cooker is equipped with an electric push-button ignition and a powerful burner for a faster boil. If you're looking for the right tool to take on your next cookout, the Camp Chef high-pressure outdoor cookers are for you.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4444. 4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. We've got our old friend Brooks Hansen on the line with Camp Chef for a couple of reasons. Number one, they've got a Father's Day sale going on, and I think we'll start off with that before we transition to another subject. Brooks, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. It's always good to come back on the show.
Well, the Father's Day sale runs through Sunday for our listeners here. That's the 16th. And you've got some really nice products for sale. One of them, of course, is your Woodwind pellet grill, and this one's the Woodwind 36. It's for sale, $50 off, basically of $1,149.
That's a heck of a buy, and even more importantly, that's a great Father's Day gift. So if you're in the market to please Dad and you want something that can cook about anything, I would definitely look at that, and you'd make Dad super happy.
If you're looking for something a little bit smaller in the pellet grill series, they've got the Woodwind 24. That's $200 less, and that's on sale for $949. You've also got the Gridiron 36. Tell our listeners about this.
The new Gridiron, we just launched this in May. This is a brand new flat top grill. It's just got some incredible features that make it so user-friendly and really gives you a positive cooking experience, from the whole grease management system with the trap door that goes into the bucket. It's just so much easier to keep it clean. The lid, it's just very sturdy, well-built, pre-seasoned, ready to cook out of the box. It's got flamethrower ignition, so it's going to light that first time you ever use it, or every time you go to light, it lights on that first turn. Some really cool technology kind of implemented into that flamethrower ignition. And then just lots of little things, like as far as magnetic accessories that clip to the side shelves, and the side shelves fold down so you can fit it in smaller areas. Just a lot of things are thought out on the Gridiron, and it's done really well for us. It really is, just from everywhere, from usability to cosmetics to just an all-around patio unit, it's pretty cool. It looks good, it cooks good, and it really answers all those questions that you had if you were looking for a really good flat-top unit on your patio.
And it's on sale now for just under $450. Just go to campchef.com and check out the Father's Day sale. They've also got their Explorer 14 and Everest 2X, the two stoves that we have talked about recently on the show. So, again, just go to campchef.com, check out the Father's Day sale. Now, let's turn our attention to something else. I have had one of your fire pits for years. And, folks, propane fire pits, especially out west, they're really important because wildfire season just seems to be getting worse and worse every year. In response, you have states and U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management all enacting fire restrictions. And generally, when these fire restrictions go into effect, you can't even have a campfire, but you can have a propane fire pit. And Camp Chef had a pretty basic model for years. That's what I have. You've got a revamped lineup now. You've got the Juniper, the Redwood, and the Ponderosa. So let's start off with the smallest of the three, the Juniper. Tell our listeners about this one.
So the Juniper, it's a great little fire pit. It does not have matchless ignition, and it's got a small little folding leg design that folds up underneath it. It's the least expensive model. Still services about the exact same as the Redwood as far as BTUs. It does come with a carry bag, more compact, so if your room is an issue. It does fold up a little smaller with the legs that fold underneath, but it does not have matchless ignition. And then you jump up to the Redwood. The Redwood is still 18 inches across, so same size. Actually, it's 2 inches bigger than the Juniper, but similar in size. And it's a great unit. It looks really good. It has matchless ignition. It comes with a lid, so you can put the lid on, so it kind of protects your burner and your lava rock. It does not come with a carry bag, but you can order a carry bag for it. And then you jump up to the biggest one, and that one's 24 inches across, and it's a Ponderosa. The name of that one, the Ponderosa, it's more probably one that you could put on a patio, maybe at the cabin, but it's also not overly huge. You still can't take it to a campsite with you or RV park. And like you said, John, You need to check your local listings, but for the most part, if there's fire bans or fire restrictions, the propane fire pits are still usable. There's a lot of good features with them. They put out a lot of heat, too. Every time I take them anywhere, people are like, man, this surprises me how much heat these actually put out. So, yeah, it's in my opinion, a must-have for summer camping and summer outdoor activities, whether it's in your back patio, backyard, or out in the backcountry.
You know, you had a really interesting stat on the Learn About the Fire Pits part of your website that 85% of wildfires are caused by unattended or abandoned campfires. And I was scratching my head about that until about 4 years ago. We were camping at a state park in western Washington, and the folks next to us said, hey, we're leaving, you can have our firewood. And they drove away, and I went over there to get the firewood, and the fire was completely full burning. They hadn't done anything to douse it at all, just assumed that eventually it would burn out, I guess. But, you know, this really solves a problem. And before folks had these propane fire pits, I remember going to fish camp that we're both familiar with. And before people had these fire pits, people would like put out a lantern or a fake fireplace. And it's just not the same as having actual fire, is it?
It's not the same. It's not the same as the traditional sitting around fire. However, having the propane fire pit really kind of merges those two together.
It does. And one of the best advantages of the propane fire pit is you don't have to play the smoke follows beauty or smoke gets in your eyes game.
You don't. And if you have kids that have long hair or clothes, they don't smell like bonfire, if that's something that you're concerned about. I remember when we had younger kids, we would do a little fire out in the backyard, and my wife's like, I love these because I just got my daughter out of the tub, and then we went outside to have a fire before bed, and guess what? Her hair doesn't smell like bonfire, and I don't have to go wash her hair again.
There you go. And don't forget the accessories, the most important one probably being not just the carry bag, but of course the little forks you're going to have for roasting those marshmallows out there.
Yeah, marshmallows, hot dogs. We also have panini, kind of panini press sandwich makers that you can do over the fire, and then the popcorn popper.
All right. Well, you can find all of this, especially the fire pits, by going to campshift.com. Just look for the fire pits. Again, the smallest one in the lineup is perfect for like a couple camping at a little campground. Would be the juniper. The redwood is your best all-round. It's got that cover and this matchless ignition. And if you want something for the cabin or the back patio or, yeah, car camping too, check out the biggest one, their bestseller, the Ponderosa. Fire pits, great way to go if you live in fire country. And they will definitely bring that campfire to your family and your friends on any given night. Brooks, thanks as always for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on, and I hope everybody has an awesome summer and gets out and camp.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com, or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade. Next, it is that time of year where we once again have to advise people to please, please leave young wildlife alone. Unless you actually see the mother dead right beside the animal, you have to know that most animals are left alone for a reason, and they're not abandoned. So despite your well-intentioned desire to help these animals out by picking them up and taking them somewhere, you're actually doing more harm than good. As a matter of fact, officials in Lander, Wyoming have issued a plea for people to please leave baby ducklings alone and not cause their mothers to fly off. Meanwhile, in Oregon, officials there are telling people please leave fawns alone, as well as calves of elk. In Oregon, by the way, is the place where infamously a couple found a baby seal on the beach, and instead of leaving it alone, they took it to their motel room and put it in a bathtub. Again, you're not doing any good to these young animals when you're doing this. As a matter of fact, you're often increasing their chances for
not surviving in the wild when you do. So if you see a baby animal, rest assured the mother is somewhere around, probably foraging for food, and it's going to be okay. Just leave it be. Finally, if you didn't catch our entire show, you can always hear it as a podcast. Usually takes me a couple days to upload it after the show, but just look on all your favorite podcast platforms for America Outdoors Radio. And if you want to hear the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio with additional content specific to the Pacific Northwest, it's heard exclusively on Seattle Sports Radio 93.3 KGR, but it's podcast by the Cove Sportsman's Network. Just go to that channel on YouTube and you can hear the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio with nearly 59 minutes of content for you. On that note, it is time to go. I'm hoping to do some fishing in the next couple of days, and I hope that you get out there too, whether it be for fishing or hiking or camping, kayaking, canoeing, or anything else you want to do. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. House has approved a huge annual defense spending bill. More on the story from Bernie Bennett.
The chamber cleared the $883.7 billion measure known as the National Defense Authorization Act in a largely party-line vote of 217 to 199. Six Democrats voted in favor of the measure, with three Republicans opposing it. The House bill is all but certain to languish in the Senate, where Democrats, who hold a majority, abhor many of the amendments Republicans added, including those pertaining to abortion, transgender rights and diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives. Top Republicans nonetheless touted their bill as a strong measure that will back U.S. troops, empower the National Guard to crack down on the southern border, and provide American forces with innovative technologies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Donald Trump campaigning today in Michigan. Two different rallies. Yesterday, the former president celebrated his 78th birthday. Also at townhall.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah goes to war, Israel will have to respond immediately in order to save itself from a barrage of deadly rocket strikes.
You can't walk around the streets in these abandoned cities, Hezbollah will pick you off. They're that accurate. And our air bases will be targeted, our oil refineries, Dimona, everything will be targeted. We are not going to be able to wait an hour, much less weeks.
Meanwhile, eight Israeli soldiers were killed earlier today in an attack in Gaza. An Indian Air Force flight bringing back the bodies of 45 workers who were killed in a blaze in Kuwait this week. That fire broke out at a residential building in the city of Mangoth, where some 170 Indian workers had lived and worked. Authorities say three others killed in the fire, believed to be from the Philippines. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Anyone living with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? What are you not doing that you wish you were? What would you do if you felt better? The answer is likely a lot. That's why I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it's been incredibly effective, even life-changing for so many people. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. Whether it's your neck, back, joints, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better. Give Relief Factor a try. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800, the number for relief, and save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number for relief. Here's to less missing out and more living life with relief.
Another arrest for a noted CFO.
Tyson Foods suspended its chief financial officer, a great-grandson of the company's founder, after his arrest Thursday on charges of driving while intoxicated. 34-year-old John R. Tyson was arrested in Fayetteville, Arkansas. He was also charged with careless driving and making an illegal turn. Springdale, Arkansas-based Tyson Foods immediately suspended Tyson. He is the son of Tyson Foods chairman John H. Tyson and former investment banker who joined Tyson Foods in 2019. It was the second time in less than 2 years that John Tyson was arrested on alcohol-related charges. I'm Bill Alexander reporting.
Artificial intelligence startup Perplexity AI has raised tens of millions of dollars from prominent tech investors for its mission to rival Google in the business of searching for information. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Key warning from the CDC, that about a salmonella outbreak. Here's correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
The warning involves at least 9 states and is linked to pet bearded dragons. The CDC says at least 15 people have contracted salmonella, with 4 being hospitalized. The 9 states involved are New York, California, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas.
Much of the United States bracing for extreme weather, especially high temperatures this weekend into next week. A heat wave hitting many southern states, while the Pacific Northwest will have unseasonably cold weather and the potential for late season snow. Forecasters warning of potential for severe thunderstorms in the hot and cold fronts. Meanwhile, floodwaters are beginning to recede somewhat now in Florida. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding.
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dusty Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Say something.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Is your pug acting like he's possessed? Are you being harassed by your Himalayan kitten? Does your schnoodle have you stumped? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and really want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your dog's or cat's behavior, or just want to improve your pet's life, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, no doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you're really interested and want to find out why your dogs or cats behave in certain ways, why they're jumping, digging, your cat is scratching, peed on your bed, your dog chases other dogs when you take them for a walk, your cat just refuses to use the litter box, your dog can't stand your next door neighbor, you got a new boyfriend, your dog or cat doesn't like him, you get the idea. That is what the Pet Show is all about, helping you resolve any issues that you may be having with your dog or cat. But a lot more likely is any issues that your dog or cat may be having with you. We look at life from everyone's perspective and resolve the issues here on the Pet Show. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments and lots of amazing stuff to give away. If you happen to be new to the Pet Show, where were you? We've been on for 42 years. But if you happen to be new to the Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air today will in fact get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And again, many of the items I give away here on the show are worth $25, $35, $45, even $50. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you adopted, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. So if you have a question, you have a comment, now's the time to give me a shout. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Although you probably know by now, Warren, you're not going to get to it all. You know that your phone calls are your priority, and you're absolutely right. But if we have time today, I want to talk about this. About half of pet guardians say that they share their bed with their dogs and cats. But are you sacrificing a good night's sleep? Coming up, we're going to take a look at the pros and the cons of sleeping with your dogs and cats. Also coming up, you know, when I was doing a lot of training, and I ran the largest dog training school on the East Coast for many years, trained over 40,000 animals. When I was doing a lot of training, I would always encourage people to have dog training parties. Dog training parties. So what is a dog training party, and can it really make a difference in your dog's behavior? We'll take a look at that. And, of course, last week I ran out of time, probably ran out of time this week as well. But is it possible, I mean just possible, that dogs and cats suffer not only with separation anxiety when you're gone, but separation anxiety when other pets in the household are not there? Is there really such a thing as dog-on-dog separation anxiety or dog-on-cat, cat-on-dog? Is it real? We'll talk about that as well. If you have more than one pet and one of the pets out of the house, does the other pet react anxiously? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. We're also going to take a look at the most popular breeds on social media. Everyone posts pictures and stories about their pets on social media. What are some of the most popular breeds? As always, plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be chewing, jumping, maybe your cat's confused about the litter box, maybe your new rescue puppy isn't housebroken, poor guy suffering with separation anxiety, your new cat's depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, your cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog literally, I mean literally believes that if he sees it, he must hump it. If he humps everything in sight, give me a call. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. Now, here's the deal. Usually I have one question of the day. But today I got two. The first question is, should your pets be allowed to sleep with you in bed? If you give me a call and answer that question, I'll send you a great gift. Should your dogs and cats be allowed to sleep in bed with you? That's question number one. But also coming up on today's show, you know, I want to know, when I was training many, many years ago, a lot of the breeds that I worked with, were you don't see that many anymore. As a matter of fact, I wanted to look at some of the breeds of dogs that people had in the 70s and 80s. You know, in the 80s, purebred dogs were much more popular than they are today. And that's a good thing, because today there's a greater focus on adoption and rescuing dogs from shelters. Many people also prefer what I call the blended or mixed breed dogs because they tend to be healthier and have fewer genetic problems than purebred dogs. It's actually what we call hybrid vigor. So we'll take a look at that as well. But here's my question to you. What type of dogs did you have or did your friends have in the 70s and 80s? I know right now a lot of people out there with blended breeds, but I remember in the 70s and 80s when I was doing a lot of training in New York City, there were a lot of Alaskan Malamutes, Akitas, Afghans, Canaan dogs, Chow, Australian Terriers, Old English Sheepdogs, Bearded Collies, Bedlington Terriers, Border Collies, Bouvier de Flanders, Boxers, Briards. These were some of the breeds that were popular. Do you remember the breeds that were popular in the late 70s and 80s? Or what breeds of dogs and cats perhaps did your friends or neighbors have when you grew up? Maybe they had a collie. Don't see a whole lot of collies anymore. Give me a call. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way for you. I just want to find out what breeds were so popular back then. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thanks so much for taking my call. And yes, I am in La Kenyatta. number one, growing up in the 70s, we had poodles. People next door had dachshunds. People across the street had a schipperke, and people around the corner had dachshunds. So those
schipperke, you were lucky. You know, schipperke, a lot of people don't know what the schipperke, one of my favorite dogs in the world. They live a little bit longer than a lot of other dogs, and they were used in Holland to carry messages from one barge to the other. They kind of look like little black foxes. Great growing up next to a schipperke. I'm jealous.
Yeah, they were. Its name was Skippy.
What a shock. You know how many schipperkes I worked with named Skippy?
I know, it's sad, isn't it? And then your other question about sleeping, of course, every animal, every dog I've had slept with me. We have two dogs now. It's funny, one of them, who you have helped me with immensely, a boxer pit bull mix, he will not sleep with his. He prefers to sleep in a crate, which we leave the door open, but he prefers to go in there. But our Golden, who was a rescue, she sleeps on our bed, and she's, you know, long and big.
As long as they have a choice. So what's your question for me today, Lisa?
My Golden, who you've talked to me about before, she is about to be 14. She has gone blind in one eye. She's a cancer survivor, and she's now going deaf. And she could have her eye operated on, but they're afraid to do it with her cancer background. So keeping her. She's perfectly active. She's, you know, eating, pooping, doing everything she needs to do. However, when she goes outside, and we have our younger dog that goes out with her, if she doesn't see him or follow him in, she stands in the yard like she's completely confused. And with all the rain we had, it didn't matter. She would stand out there in the rain.
Yeah.
And not.
So you need a way to get her to react to you, correct? You're looking for a way to get her to react to you when she's outside.
Exactly.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm going to recommend. I want you guys to go out today, and I want you to purchase a high-intensity flashlight.
Okay.
And lots of times I use a high-intensity flashlight with dogs that have specifically lost their hearing or maybe lost part of their sight. The high-intensity flashlight, I want you to start using it. Just flash it once or twice before you feed her. Flash it once or twice before you give her a hug and a kiss. Flash it once or twice before you play with her. I wanted to associate seeing that bright light with coming to you and getting something very special. Once you're able to accomplish that, then when she's outside in the yard, she'll associate that flashlight or that high-intensity light with something very positive and respond to you accordingly.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay.
That's number. There are other things you can use. You can use like sounds, like stamping on the floor and stuff like that. But I think the high intensity flashlight's the way to go. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work, let me know. We'll give you some other ideas.
Okay, I appreciate that. We tried, you know, banging on a pan, but when it was raining so hard, she couldn't hear it. So
I'm telling you, the flashlight should make a big difference for you.
Okay, that's great. We will do that.
Lisa, don't go away. Yeah, guys, don't go away. I'm going to put you on hold, a 14-year-old dog. You know what? I'm going to send you guys a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin, mineral, supplement treats. Keep those hips and joints in great shape. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Great time to call me. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. A quick break, then right back at you. You know, for years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food. And by the way, Lucy Pet Food, I've been feeding my own rescues, mom, Charlie and Willie for over 4 years, actually 3.5 years now, and you know how good they look because I post pictures every day. Lucy Pet Food is absolutely amazing. I get questions, and then when I respond, people get back and say, Warren, what a difference we've noticed in our dogs and cats by giving them Lucy Pet Food. And here's another thing that's critical. Lucy Pet Food is not manufactured somewhere you may never heard of. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in Southern California, not too far away from where I live, in their own plant. That's right, not a plant that manufactures different foods, their own plant. In fact, they have their own laboratory. But don't take my word alone. I want you to hear from a listener and what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I've been feeding Lucy Pet Food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I've fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs. Looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy Pet Food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
These are exactly the type of calls and texts I get every day from listeners all across America and Canada saying, Warren, thank you for letting us know about Lucy Pet Food. And here's the deal. If you go directly to their site, it's LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. Go directly to the site. You can get the Lucy pet food for your dog or cat, the dog food rolls, the kitty lickies. It's all there. And if you log on to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, today, spend $49 or more. Shipping is absolutely free. And by the way, the people at Lucy, my good friend Joey Herrick, their CEO, is passionate about animals as you and I. So check out LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend $49, shipping absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans, I thought he was so pretty.
You know, when I started Hugs and Kisses over 30 years ago, before websites, before .coms, our 800 number was born. And my promise to you is that you will always have your questions about any products I mention answered by a Hugs and Kisses counselor. Now, you're certainly welcome to visit our website, thepetshow.com. But, you know, it's not the only way to order. We welcome every single call, and we promise to follow up your message with a prompt reply. Remember the good old days when you could ask questions without being directed to a website, an app, or a QR code? Just leave your product questions, and a counselor will call you back. So many of our 800 number calls are delighted at speaking with a knowledgeable and friendly Hugs and Kisses counselor. So jot down this number. 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430 in the word hugs. Visit thepetshow.com and call us with your product questions at 1-800-430-4847.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
These jobs reports are just a movie trailer for a bad movie. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The month of May barely created any full-time jobs, mostly from the government, and tons of part-time jobs. The headline number may look good, but the rest of it is a dud. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for,
for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And we are back on Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. At the phone number 877-725-8255. If you get through to me today, I'll be giving away some Hugs and Kisses supplements. Those are my own. Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling book, Either Dog or Cat. Those air horns that every pet guardian should have, T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. I'll get to you, Kathy, in a minute in California, Mike in Iowa, Sylvia in Prescott, Arizona. But before we do that, the question of the day is, should your pet sleep with you? And on my Los Angeles show, we were having a lot of fun with that. And I told this story. Let me share it with you. You guys know by now that I was the pet authority for 15 years on Regis and Kathy Lee and the Today Show and the Mickey Mouse Club. But the reason I bring that up is when I was doing Regis and Kathy Lee, Kathy Lee and Frank Gifford, who amazing couple, by the way. I adore Frank. What a great guy he was. By the way, he helped me through a lot of things in my life. But Kathy Lee and Frank Gifford wanted to get a new dog. So I went to a shelter and I found the kind of dog that they wanted. Kathy Lee named the dog Regis, of course, after Regis. So what I did is I adopted the dog for her. I spent the night, yes, I slept with Kathy Lee's dog, and then we did a segment on it the next day. So, yes, sleeping with dogs, as far as I'm concerned, is normal. So here's a list of some of the dogs I've slept with in my life. I slept with Lily Tomlin's dog, Tess. I slept with David Letterman's dogs, Bob and Stan. I slept with Al Pacino's dog, Lucky and Susie. I slept with Kathy Lee's Regis, Geraldine Ferraro, and more dogs and cats than I can imagine. So that's the question of the day, is should your pet sleep with you? They keep you awake or not? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. Yes, I did sleep with all these dogs and cats and many, many more. Doesn't make me a bad person, by the way. That was just me hitting the microphone, people. 877-725-8255. We are going to, who's up next here? Let's go to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
It's absolutely my pleasure. What can I do to help you today, Kathy?
I have a 7-year-old golden retriever, and she developed a hot spot, and also the lovely lady who's taking care of her when we're out of town thought that she might have a yeast infection of some sort because she kept trying to chew her feet and she likes to roll around. The hot spot's all taken care of, but I started making her food for her, and I had two different recipes. The first recipe required a lot of sweet potatoes, and the lovely lady who takes care of her thought I should cut that out because
what is that? The lovely lady who takes care of your dog, what's her background in animal nutrition?
She worked at a vet's office for many years.
A lot of people work at a vet's office. What's her specific background? What's her specific knowledge about nutrition?
I don't know that she has one.
Okay, so here's the deal, Kathy. A lot of people do amazing things and feed their dogs and their cats food that they make themselves. But you know what? I'm not a fan of that. We're not all nutritionists. We don't know exactly what our dogs need and what they don't need. The fact that your dog is licking the paws could be a yeast problem. It could also be boredom. It could also be many, many other things causing. In fact, I just did an entire piece on my YouTube channel on paw licking, and I'll give you that info later and why they do it. But here's the bottom line. If you have a dog, what you want to do is you want to get them on a good, solid dog food. And a good, solid dog food, I'm not going to talk about Lucy, maybe a little bit, but it's manufactured not too far away from where you live in California. It's not manufactured in a plant where they make 20 other different brands of dog food. They have their own plant. They have their own testing laboratory right there on premises in Southern California. That's number one. Number two, if in fact that the dog is really licking their paw because of an allergy or maybe some type of boredom, what I'm going to recommend, and I'm going to send you a jar of my own supplement, the Hugs and Kisses, and here's why. There are two ingredients in Hugs and Kisses that are absolutely amazing, specifically for the excessive licking and especially on the paw area or even the body. Number one is lecithin, and number two is biotin. Let me take a break. Kathy, we'll get back to you. Let me take a break. We'll get right back to you after this. When you're holding me tight.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics, life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And none of my best friends walk upright. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Phone number 877-725-8255. We're going to get right to you, Kathy. We got Micah. We got Warren in Arizona. We got Sylvia. We'll get to your calls. 877-725-8255. Kathy, you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of things. Let me go back over that dog food stuff. It's really difficult for the average person to make sure they have exactly the right balance of nutrients with homemade dog food. You really need to work with an animal nutritionist. Number two, homemade dog food is typically made fresh, so it has a shorter shelf life, and it could be other problems as well. There's also a greater risk for your dog developing nutritional deficiencies on homemade dog food diet, and creating a nutritionally balanced homemade food requires a lot of research. So that's where I'm again. When you have other products on the market that have done that for you, I'm a fan of that as well. That's number one. Number two, you had another question about your Golden as well?
I actually do.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
She chases light flashes and shadows. It's really interesting. She'll be obsessed with that. If I'm taking her for a walk and she notices a flash or a shadow, like a bird flies overhead or
it's a golden retriever. It's a golden retriever. Of course it's going to look at a bird.
Well, I know, but say I'm wearing a watch and it makes a reflection on a wall or a water or something like that. She pounces on it.
You know, it's an interesting question, but there are certain dogs, just like there are certain people, that are more apt to react a certain way to different things. For example, I've worked with a lot of dogs that reacted to really strange sounds, an alarm clock. I remember working with a dog that couldn't deal when the owner sneezed. So there's a lot of different things that we have to work with. But in terms of the 7-year-old dog, has this been going on all 7 years?
Yes, it has.
Okay. At this point, I would leave well enough alone. I would not try to change it. It's not the end of the world. She's not turning into Cujo. Sometimes at 7 years old, if she's been doing that for a long period of time, you try to resolve it. As long as she's healthy, as long as the doctor says the eyes are in good shape, then there's no other reason for it. She's been doing it for 7 years. I would leave well enough alone.
Okay. And do you agree with my vet that who says that she really should have a grain in her food?
What I'm going to do to make sure that your dog is getting everything your dog needs, there's so much controversy about that. Can I send you a jar of my own supplements?
Oh, I'd love that.
It has. Listen, I developed them over 30 years ago. We made changes about 3 years ago. It has everything your dog's going to need. So what I'm going to do, Kathy, let me put you on hold. We'll get your name. We'll get your address. And a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses supplements will be on its way to you in no time at all. Who is up next here? It looks like it's going to be Mike in Iowa. Hey, Mike in Iowa. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm just grand.
What's up?
I have a problem with he's a American Bulldog, almost 3 years old. He chews on everything. We get him toys that you can't chew apart, and he chews them apart, or she, I should say. And we can't get her to quit chewing on everything. If she
Let's go over why dogs chew, okay? There's many reasons dogs chew. Number one, when they're puppies, they're teething, obviously. If we don't get through the teething stages, did you have her since she was a puppy?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't get them through those teething stages properly, what happens is later on they develop what's called latent psychological teething. Even though they're not teething because their mouth and gums hurt them anymore, they're teething psychologically. So that's another reason. Let's take teething out of it. Number two, if the dog is bored, that's another reason that will increase the amount of chewing on anything. Number three, if they're not getting enough exercise, that will cause the dog to chew an awful lot. And number four, which is not too common in America nowadays, is something we call pica. If a dog is lacking something nutritionally from its diet, it will chew on bizarre stuff just to crave it. I remember when I was training in Europe, we had dogs that were just going crazy, and we found out they lack sulfur in their diet. We gave them some sulfur, and the chewing stopped. So right off the bat, a couple of things. When the dog is chewing something that you don't want the dog to chew, what do you do at that point?
Scold him.
And you say, no, bad dog, whatever, and then you give the dog a toy of his own to play with, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what did you just do, Mike? You just told the dog if he chews on something you don't want him to chew on, you'll correct him, take it away, now get something special to chew on, one of his own items. What I want you to do is I want you to increase the exercise factor. What I'd like you to do is go to the pet store today, take your American Express card with you. I want you to buy a half a dozen new toys for him. Hear me out on this. I want you to put three of them down all at the same time. Leave them down for 2 days, then pick them up, put the new ones down. After another 2 days, pick the new ones up, put the old ones back down. It's kind of like taking a toy away from a child and giving it back a day later. It's like a brand new toy again. So right off the bat, in terms of chewing, I would increase the exercise. I would rotate the toys. That's really, really important. Nutritionally, let's make sure he's getting everything he should be getting, and that should really help with the chewing. But as long as you tell him no for chewing and then reinforce it by giving him something that he wants, it's kind of like the dog who chews the shoe. Person takes the shoe away, gives the dog a treat, and then the dog says, well, you know what? I'm going to go grab another Gucci shoe. I want another treat. So sometimes they're a little brighter than we are, Mike. So I think that's what's probably going on. And first of all, the American Bulldog, one of my favorite breeds, you know, they get a bad rap, but they are so sweet, so adorable, and so lovable. I would increase the mental stimulation, maybe do some advanced training. I don't care whether he sits and stays every time, but sometimes it's just enough to calm them down and increase the exercise. Anyway, Mike, don't go anywhere. Let's put Mike on hold, and I am going to send Mike for his dog. What do I want to send Mike? You know, Mike, I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food. Make the switch over gradually, and your dog will be a lot happier. Hey, great time to give me a call. We're going to get to you, Sylvia. We're going to get to you, Warren. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Here's another question I'm tossing out at you guys. In the 80s, late 70s and 80s, I was training hundreds of dogs as the head instructor for the YMCA all over the East Coast. And many of the breeds back then, Bouvier de Flanders, Briards, Springer Spaniels, Bull Terriers, Chesapeake Bay Retrievers, more people had pedigree dogs back then. You don't see those breeds anymore. So my question to you is, number one, is it okay to sleep with your dog? And question number two is, what purebred dogs did your neighbors, friends, or did you have growing up? Give me a call. I will send you a great gift, lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of amazing stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, copies of my books. So if you have a question or a comment, or just want to talk a little bit about whether you think it's okay to sleep with your dog or cat, or if you want to talk about the concept of what purebred dogs maybe your neighbors or friends or you had growing up, give me a call now. Great time. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Listen, if you happen to be owned by a cat, you heard me. If you happen to be owned by a cat, you know they're in charge. Cats call the shots. Your cats tell you when they want to go to sleep. Your cats tell you when they want to play and socialize. They even tell you when they want to eat. Cats know exactly what they want, and Kitty Lickies is part of that. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are actually scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies either directly from the pouch or squeeze it over their dry food for an extra treat. It's absolutely amazing for those finicky cats out there. You know who I'm talking about. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies either directly from the pouch or, as I said, squeeze it over their food. Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treat comes in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, salmon and chicken. But don't take my word. I want you to hear from a listener and what their cats did when they started getting Kitty Lickies.
Also, I want to tell you that Kitty Lickies saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The Kitty Lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
I'm telling you, these are the things I get every day. Kitty Lickies, an amazing product made by Lucy Pet. So check out their website, LucyPetProducts.com. LucyPetProducts.com. Purchase $49 more of Kitty Lickies, Lucy Pet Food, and shipping is absolutely free right to your front door. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
These jobs reports are just a movie trailer for a bad movie. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The month of May barely created any full-time jobs, mostly from the government, and tons of part-time jobs. The headline number may look good, but the rest of it is a dud. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam. After his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
So cool to be a cat. We are back on the Pet Show. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. What type of purebred dogs were around when you growing up? That's one of the questions. The second one is, do you sleep with your dogs and cats? Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Everyone that calls them will get a great gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items I give away are $35, $40, even $50. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's start out with Sylvia in Arizona. Hey, Sylvia, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, I hope you're having a great day.
I am having a beautiful day. What can I do for you in beautiful Arizona today?
You wanted to know about pets that I had in the 70s and 80s. I had a German Shepherd.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What did you have?
Weimaraner, a Samoyed, a Border Collie, a very large lab, 109-pound lab, another lab, and then I had a Beagle Siberian.
I'm telling you, the Samoyed, the Smiling Dog of the North, they were very popular in the 80s as well. For a while there, people would actually save the hair when they shed, and they would make jackets and sweaters and gloves out of them. Great breed of dog. And what else did you say you had? What other kind of breed besides the Samoyed?
Weimaraner.
The most mispronounced dog in America. Yeah, you know, I'm starting to see more Weimaraners around. I guess a lot of people, you know, they go for the Weimaraners. A lot of people look at the Wieslers and they think they're Weimaraners, but you're right. I trained a lot of Weimaraners when I was stationed in Germany. Just amazing, amazing breeds of dogs. So I'm glad nowadays, I mean, listen, I'm not an abolitionist. If people want purebred dogs, that's their option. But I am so glad that now more people are going to shelters and rescues and adopting their dogs and adopting their cats, whether it be a mixed breed dog or not. And, you know, those dogs that are not purebred are generally healthier because they have what's called hybrid vigor and not a lot of the same diseases. What kind of pets do you have now, Sylvia?
Right now I have two cats, and I have a desert tortoise. March, it'll be 43 years, but he's about 70 or 80.
Yeah, well, you got another 30 or 40 years with him. Anyway, I got to move on, Sylvia. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's send Sylvia some kitty lickies for her cat. Great time to call me. I'm going to try to get to you, Warren, also. If not, we got a whole other hour to go. Phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Now, you heard me just a while ago give one of my listeners my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I want you to listen to me carefully. You know, it's the new year, and now is the perfect time to make sure that your dogs and cats are getting everything they need to stay healthy and happy with my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. And here's why. Hugs and Kisses have both lecithin and biotin. What does that mean? Nothing better to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, dander, bare spots, and hairballs. Lecithin and biotin together. Go to a health food store. They recommend that for you. Not only that, I've also added not only glucosamine, but chondroitin. This will keep your dog or cat's bones, joints, and hips flexible and healthy as they age. And this is really important. The Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats have both probiotics and prebiotics. And the prebiotics feed the probiotics. And together, it will give your dogs and cats the healthy digestion and gut health they need to stay that way. And Hugs and Kisses are absolutely amazing for your pets. But here's a listener. I want you to hear what they said about my own Hugs and Kisses supplements.
I called about a couple months ago. I rescued about a 12-year-old little pug, Corgi mix, and she came with lots of skin problems and itchy, and it was driving me crazy. And you sent me the Hugs and Kisses, and she's been on it a couple months. Unbelievable. It's changed her life and mine. She's just doing really, really, really well with it, and I love the product.
That's what I hear every day. Now, my Hugs and Kisses, that's my own product. That has my name on the label and my signature. And if you want to try Hugs and Kisses for your dogs or cats, and you should, Hugs and Kisses are available at Amazon.com. They're also available at Walmart.com. You can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com, all one word, ThePetShow.com. Or if you prefer, call my office. People want to talk sometimes to someone and find out more about the product. So call my office directly, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. So check out my own Hugs and Kisses supplements for your dogs and cats at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, ThePetShow.com, or call my Hugs and Kisses counselors directly at 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Warren in Arizona, I want to get to your call, but I don't want to rush you, so I'm gonna make you hold a little bit longer. I promise I'll send you a great gift and get into a lot of detail on your questions. So we have to break at the top of the hour, so you'll be my first call when we come back. By the way, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Now, the question of the day is, you know, there's a whole bunch of different breeds of dogs nowadays. Every dog seems to be a French bulldog. But in the 80s and the late 70s, there were a lot of different breeds out there, breeds like the Canaan, the Israeli Canaan, the Chow, which, by the way, was considered at one time the rarest dog in the world when I brought it onto the Today Show. The Australian Terrier, the Norwich Terrier, the Old English Sheepdog, many of them still around from the dogs I work with for Serpico, the Bearded Collie, the Bedlington Terrier, the Chesapeake Bay Retriever, Briard, Bouvier de Flanders. I want to hear from you guys in the next hour what breeds of dogs possibly you remember growing up with. It's good that nowadays more people are going to shelters and rescues and giving homes to dogs and cats that really need them. But I'm not an abolitionist. There are certain people that want a specific breed. That's up to you guys. So I want to hear when you come back what breeds you grew up with or your neighbors had. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.